Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And our Born on the Buy report with Captain Mike Gallo is presented by Seato. You know those guys, the big yellow boats that, boy, what a welcome sight that is if you've got electrical problems and need a jump start. If you run out of fuel or you need a serious tow in, they'll do it, whatever it takes to get you back safely. Seato is like a AAA on the water policy. It's peace of mind for not just you, but also your loved ones. And it's one call away. $249 for an entire year. It's renewable after that, no matter how many times you need to call them for any boat that you own or actually borrow or rent. Check it out. Captain Chris, 504-301-4545 or go to seato.com. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, I've been waiting to ask you this. Were you successful on your Mississippi deer hunt last week?
I was not successful on my Mississippi deer hunt. I saw one. I never did get a good, clean shot, and he's still out there. I may get a chance to go back.
Well, hopefully you can get there and get it done. Could you at least tell if it was a buck or a doe?
I do think it was a buck. I caught a little glimpse, but he was shuffling. I wouldn't say he was running, and he wasn't walking. So I think if I'd have spotted him a couple of minutes earlier, there may have been some does ahead of him. But I did get a chance to see him just spotty here and there and here and there. And, you know, in 30 seconds, he was gone. So maybe in a couple of weeks, I'll make it back.
Yep. Well, I know you had a good time with the guys at the camp, your buddies in Mississippi, regardless of the outcome. And, there's still some time to get after them. Well, Mike, how successful were you on fishing? And what do you think about this frontal system that's fast approaching, going to make some big changes by tomorrow?
Yeah, the fishing's been really good for this time of year. The water temperatures are higher than normal. I fished early part in the week. We had some pretty thick fog on Wednesday, had to delay our departure, but it's been successful. Lake Pontchartrain's been productive. Intercoastal waterways got fish in it. I made a trip down to the Mr. Go, caught a mixed bag down there. So there's a lot of fish. It's just, will the weather allow you to get out there and catch them? Now, certainly this front with stiff winds will get the water dirty, but it looks like there's a slight warming trend on the backside of that front. So I would think by Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, if you're able to get out, fishing's going to remain good. I know our water temperatures will be dropping, but I don't think they'll get down in the low 50s where things really slow down.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you deal with a lot of different fishermen, and you know them, and you take them as customers, and some people branch off into specialty fishing. They like to fish big speckled trout. Maybe they like to fish the marshes for the redfish. But you mentioned a mixed bag from the Mr. Go. If somebody wants to go out and they're interested in catching fish to have a fish fry and they like to get a mixed bag, how would you tell them to fish, and what would they bring with them to do it?
Well, I'll tell you what we did Wednesday. I had a young man. He's originally from Louisiana. He's a member of the Coast Guard, and he's stationed in Puerto Rico. He came in, and he wanted to do some fishing while he was here, and we set the trip up for Wednesday. We grabbed some live shrimp. Of course, I fished a drop shot with plastics, matrix shad, gulp. I've been using a curl tail plastic made by Zoom, and it's been very successful. With the fog being a little thick, I did not want to go in the intercoastal waterway where there could be barges. So we moved. We made our way over to the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain, where we caught sheephead, we caught catfish, and we caught beautiful speckled trout. Mid-morning, the temperatures raised a bit, and the fog moved on. We made our way down to the intercoastal waterway. We caught down in that area. Our goal was to catch, he told me he wanted 20 speckled trout, and then he'd like to catch redfish. So we moved on down into the intercoastal waterway and the Mystico area. We picked up more speckled trout, and we stumbled into some white trout mixed in with the speckled trout. So we ended up with 15 trout, and because we left a little later in the day due to the fog, it kind of cut our time a little short on trout fishing so we could switch gears and go look for redfish. So we moved into the marsh, and we fished some bayous with points, current rolling past them, deeper areas, things like that. We caught some bass, we caught some flounder, and we caught some undersized redfish. We never did come across the keeper-sized redfish, but during the day, we certainly had a mixed bag, several freshwater catfish, four bass, 15 trout. We threw back the two flounder that we caught, but he was reminiscing while we were on a boat about, you know, our different species and how many there are to catch. And the reality is the majority of our species are excellent table fare.
Yeah, I mean, all the white trout, the specks, the sheep's head, the freshwater cats, the bass, the flounder, all of those are really delicious fish. Well, that's an excellent trip and a great description of somebody that wants to go out and they want to catch a mixed bag with it. Just a sorry he didn't get to keep a keeper red, but hey, you can't have it all at one time. And considering you got a late start with the fog, I think it was really a big success. Mike, somebody wants to get in one of those trips and either target reds in the Biloxi Marsh or target trout in the deeper waters or on the open bays or get a mix like you do in the Intercoastal or Mystico, they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your website and that telephone number.
Very simple. My website is AAofLA.com. You can find us on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone 985-781-7811.
All right, my friend. Hope you get that deer. If you don't, I got some venison sausage in the freezer. I'll be glad to share with you.
Looking forward to it. I'm always up for some sausage.
All right, my friend. Talk with you later. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, you like to paddle for your fish? Winter time's not a bad time to do it. We'll talk to Lance Burgess and find out the latest. I believe he's on the water this morning. Hopefully he's not anywhere near that approach in front. We'll find out where he's at, what he's doing, and how you can do it too right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.